Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Deputies from the Sheriff's Community Response Team served a search warrant at a residence in the 2500 block of Knox Cove Road, McKinleyville. Deputies located approximately 3 pounds of marijuana ready to be sold, along with 165 growing marijuana plants. Deputies also located packaging material and a scale. Deputies arrested 43-year-old Wilbur Clark Springer IV for cultivation and possession of marijuana for sale. Wilbur was booked into county jail and his bail was set at $25,000. 36-year-old Lisa Springer was also issued a notice to appear for cultivation and possession. Anyone with information regarding this case is encouraged to contact the Sheriff's Office at 707-445-7251. Following on the heels of yesterday's tsunami test, Humboldt State University held its campus-wide emergency alert system today from 11:45 until noon. The public address system broadcasted both an alert along with a spoken message and strobe lights flashed from various rooftops. A text message was transmitted to registered cell phones and KHSU radio broadcasted the alert as well. Detectives from the Oregon State Police arrested a Grants Pass man on Wednesday after they set up surveillance regarding the transportation of methamphetamine. Assisted by Homeland Security agents and members of the Rogue Area Drug Enforcement Team, RAID, detectives arrested 50-year-old Gildardo Bazan and found him in possession of a stolen computer and approximately 1 pound of methamphetamine worth about $14,000 on the street. Bazan was booked on possession of a controlled substance as well as possession of stolen property. Humboldt State University continues its outreach to foreign students as 9 Japanese students have arrived on campus to take part in the International English Language Institute. The students are being housed with families in Arcata and come to HSU from JF Oberlin University in Tokyo. Humboldt State now has students from 20 countries on campus, and the foreign student body now numbers 149. Humboldt State recently consolidated its international students program to coordinate its overseas exchange program. Students from China, Japan, Canada, Africa, Australia, the Caribbean, and the Middle East have made their way to Arcata, and HSU is looking to expand the program with a partnership with Brazil. In 2008, California voters approved Proposition 8, which amended the state constitution and banned same-sex marriage in the state. Challenges to Prop 8 were soon incoming, and they have reached the Supreme Court. A Ninth Circuit ruling in 2010 found Prop 8 unconstitutional, and although it hasn't been a long period of time, it's questionable that Prop 8 would pass if an election were held today. That's because minds have been changed, and according to the Public Polling Institute, a survey of likely voters found more than 54% now support same-sex unions. Prop 8 initially passed by a 52-48 vote, but the opposition to same-sex marriage has been eroding slowly. In 2008, Democratic support for same-sex marriage has grown by more than 10 points and now stands at 66%. Republican opposition has wilted as well, with 34% of self-identified Republicans voicing support compared to just 23% in 2008. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Mark Lovelace spoke about the general plan update. Dan Squire has more.
Supervisor Mark Lovelace spoke once again about the progress the Board of Supervisors is making on the general plan update. General plan recommendations have been contentious at times, but as Lovelace points out, we don't live in cookie-cutter communities.
We have heard a lot of people over the years talk about the general plan and say that the fact that there is division over the general plan proves that it's flawed and that it's bad, which I just disagree with. The fact that there's division over it is just a testament to the fact that we've got a diverse community.
The board has held a series of public meetings to get public input into the general plan update, and as could be expected, that input varied widely.
I mean, we've got people with different ideas of what they want for, you know, for Humboldt County's future. And, you know, and that's a good thing. We embrace diversity in all its different forms. Try to come up with the best compromise, the closest thing we can get to a consensus document.
You can find all the information you need at the county's website as the supervisors continue their review of the draft update.
And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.